Thank you. At the outset, let me thank the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, and the government of Swiss Confederation for convening this important and timely debate to consider the Secretary General's Plan of Action on Preventing Violent Extremism, 10 years since the adoption of the Counterterrorism Global Strategy. We believe that this plan of action provides important guidelines for the member states to develop their own national plan of action, taking consideration their domestic situation. The Republic of Angola condemns all acts, methods, and practice of violent extremism, which is a serious global concern that could pose threat to the stability and security of nations. We acknowledge that there is a need for us to individually and collectively work together to prevent this cause. The Republic of Angola believes that the fight against terrorism and violent extremism cannot be won through the use of force measures alone. Therefore, we support the attention and recognition that have now been placed on the preventive measures, in particular the first and fourth pillars of the global counterterrorism strategy, which are to tackle the conditions conducive to the spread of terrorism and to ensure respect for human rights for all and the rule of law while countering terrorism. For a long time, the international community has devoted more attention and resources to the Pillar 2, prevention and combat terrorism, and the results have proved not to be so effective. As you might be aware, Angola experienced a long period of armed conflict, whose consequences are still being felt in several areas. However, the last 14 years of effective peace, political stability, and consolidation of the democratic process and the rule of law have allowed the country to take significant steps in promoting and protecting the rights, freedom, and guarantees of all citizens. The effective reintegration of former combatants in the society constitutes as well a key element for the strengthening of national unity and the sense of inclusion. The ongoing reforms in the field of justice and law will contribute to the improvement in social life, as well as the creation of a new forum for consultation and dialogue with civil society, particularly the young generation. Mr. Secretary General, among the actions contained in the Plan of Action to Prevent Extremism to be implemented by member states, the Republic of Angola has, for instance, taken measures to preventing and combating illegal exploitation of mineral resources in order to prevent possible terrorist financing and violent extremism. In conclusion, we once again welcome the initiative of the Secretary General while reiterating our position that member states should seek the root cause of the emergence of violent extremism and terrorism and find solutions based on its own experience and the national reality. Angola is committed to tackling the factors that lead to the extreme violence and terrorism. I thank you.